Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yes, indeedy. All bets are off because it's Friday. That means it's the free-for-all with yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the South. And as always here on Friday, any topic is fair game. Ingalls Advantage talk line number 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307. My email address is bob@1063WORD.com. Still to come in this afternoon's program, boneheads in the news. We've had a couple of boneheads extras already. Well, we had one boneheads extra. The real deal will be along in a bit. Good news on the program today as well. Right now, back to the phones we go, and our leadoff batter is George. He is in my stomping grounds, my swimming pool it's turned into in Taylor's. Hi, George, and welcome to the program. George, are you there? Calling George. Let me put him back on hold for a minute. He might have hit one of those dead spots where the phone goes down momentarily. Meantime, Kathy is along, and she is in Greenville. Hi, Kathy, and welcome to the program.
Hi there, Bob. How are you doing today? Happy Friday.
Thank you. I am soaking wet, and I am sick of it.
I hear you. I just had a suggestion. I think anyone who brings such a program to any of our public places like our libraries that we contribute to, I feel we need to find out what North Carolina did to prevent it. I don't think that should have been allowed at all. And I think parents have brought their minors to that. They ought to be investigated by child welfare.
I believe in Charlotte, Mecklenburg County, where they attempted the same thing, the library board merely said they didn't feel like that was an appropriate use of a taxpayer-funded facility. And apparently they didn't fight it. They just went and took it to some local mall and presented their event there, which is fine. They want to do that. That's okay with me. I just don't want my money supporting it, as I suspect you don't either.
Or my grandchildren attending something like that.
Yeah, right.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. Well, we need to hold firm to our moral fiber because As we continue to get older and older, you look around you and you think, oh, my goodness, how are all these awful things happening? And I think Charlotte Mecklenburg there really showed us that, you know, there is such a word as no.
And you know,
it's
funny because they are thought of as being a substantially more liberal community.
Liberal.
and yet they said, no, we don't think we want that here. So yeah,
well,
it is.
We need to drop them notes, email them, and say good for you. They made the right choice.
Yep.
And it's not always easy doing the right thing. You
sure.
Know? Well, thanks for the time, and enjoy your weekend, and I'm hoping for sun next week.
Yeah, me too. I think they're saying maybe by Sunday afternoon we actually will get out of this pattern, which I think we're all sick of.
So.
Thank you, Kathy. I hope you have a great weekend, too. Thanks for being here. Let me see if George is there now in Taylor's. Hi, George, are you there? No, I think we lost. I think we lost George somehow. So, George, give us a call back, and we'll get you in here. James is next up. He is in Spartanburg. Wants to talk about the Phibbies versus the President of the United States. Hi, James. Welcome.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.
I was just thinking about the FBI and everybody else in Washington. They are not hiding the fact that they want to get rid of President Clinton. President Trump.
Right.
I was thinking about Mrs. Clinton. you know, they just give her a little slap on the wrist for, you know, destroying evidence under subpoena.
Not to mention the fact.
When is the time?
Not to mention the fact that it's not the job of the director of the FBI, who was James Comey, of course, at the time. It's not his job to decide whether or not a prosecution is going to be brought. He took that responsibility onto himself when he did that big TV news conference and laid out all the offenses that Hillary had committed in regard to her email server, and then concluded by saying, but no reasonable prosecutor would bring charges. Well, it's not up to him to make that decision. It's up to the Department of Justice. They're the ones that prosecute people, not the FBI.
Exactly. Exactly. And now, is it McCabe that's going around bragging about how he tried to get rid of Trump?
Disgusting.
Is that not a coup?
Yeah. To me, at the very least, it's sedition. It's condoning sedition. You know, Rosenstein, who's still there, talking about wearing a wire to be able to record the president of the United States in order to convince other cabinet members that he was off his rocker and should be removed using the 25th Amendment, which it was never intended to be used in that fashion, by the way, as I'm sure you know.
Yes. I just hope the American people come together and realize this and do something about it in 2020.
I hope so, too. Thank you, James. I appreciate it. Right here in my little hot hand, the story with the headline, FBI officials wanted to charge Hillary Clinton. Turns out they should have. This is from IBD, Investors Business Daily. The plot, as always, in the Russia investigation thickens. It never thins. Now we find out, contrary to what former FBI Director James Comey said, the top FBI officials wanted to charge Hillary Clinton for criminally misusing her homebrew email server and compromising American secrets. The lies continue to unravel. This is the deep state on steroids. If newly appointed Attorney General William Barr decides to clean house, and we hope he does, he'll have his hands full. Meantime, as former FBI Director, Deputy Director Andrew McCabe continues his self-destructive book tour, it's increasingly obvious he, too, was part of a far-reaching plot to take down President Trump, and based on the flimsiest of evidence. Of course, it's possible Special Counsel Robert Mueller has a surprise up his sleeve when he wraps up his investigation, but if not, then the actions of key leaders in both the FBI and DOJ constitute an extra constitutional effort to subvert America's Democratic Republic. That is a silent coup. That's the clear subtext of testimony last October from FBI General Counsel James Baker, the FBI's top lawyer. This is in 2016, indicating both Comey and Clinton had lied. Though he spoke to Congress in October, Baker's actual remarks only came out this week. Baker told Congress that despite her denials, Clinton and her team mishandled highly classified information on her server and that they should have known they did so. That's a crime. Contrary to Comey's glib, self-serving comment that no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case, Baker said he still thought Clinton should be prosecuted pretty late in the game, and that FBI debates over charging her with a crime continued, I think, up until the end. Baker backed off from seeking prosecution for Hillary after being convinced by higher-ups, that would be Comey and McCabe and Rosenstein and the like, that they couldn't prove she intended to expose classified documents across her unsecured email server, so therefore a prosecutor couldn't prove criminal intent. Let me tell you how that is BS. If you read the statute, nowhere in the statute does it say that the person committing the crime must have intent. The word intent is never used in the line. So that's the excuse they're using, the excuse they invented for not recommending to the DOJ prosecutors that Hillary be charged. Well, she didn't have any intent to do that. Well, it doesn't matter whether she intended to do it or not. That's not what the law says. But, of course, with the progressives kissing up to the Clinton Crime Family Foundation, they make the law say what they say it says, not what it really says. This is a true threat Not just then, not just now, but going forward. Quarter after four here on the Bobby Mac Show. Be right back. Nice. Love that acoustic lead in there. Heart. Is that Annie Lennox? Annie Lennox with Heart? Is that who that is? No, Annie Lennox was...
Eurythmics.
Yeah, Eurythmics. Who is that with Heart?
Nancy.
Who?
Nancy.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Nancy. Yeah. Welcome back. Great to have you along. 422 here in the Bobby Mac Show. Get to witness a senior moment, a little behind-the-scenes conversation between Moneypenny and myself. Back to the phones we go. Let's bring in Jerry. He is in Greenville. Hi, Jerry, and welcome to the Bobby Mac Show.
Yeah, thanks for the nice rainy afternoon.
Yeah, my pleasure.
All right. Bobby Mac, the fix was in 2 months prior to James Comey making his TV appearance. Obama gave a TV interview 2 months before Comey did that, and he used the words, Hillary did not intend to do anything wrong. I'll never forget that.
Yep, he sure did.
And where did he get the word intend from? Well, the FBI gave it to him.
Yeah.
And they already had the fix in. It was, the rest of it was just a bunch of hokey-pokey.
But you don't think that we should draw any conclusions from Obama's attorney general meeting with the husband of the woman who was under investigation by the FBI on the airport tarmac in Phoenix just before James Comey was to issue his review of the Clinton.
No. Certainly, a mere coincidence.
yeah. We shouldn't draw any. We shouldn't leap to any conclusions there, should we?
I'm telling you, if this does not result in people being charged and put in prison for treason, then we will have lost this country forever.
You talk
about a coup. This is exactly what it was. The only thing that Obama needed was the military.
Yeah, it's pathetic, as I've said on many occasions, when the individuals who put their hand on the Bible and swear to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States, when the nation's chief law enforcement officers are themselves lawbreakers, we're in big trouble.
We're in very big trouble. And if they don't do something, I don't have any faith that anything is going to come of this.
Yeah, I wish I did, but I don't think so either. I mean, look, William Barr, they're all giving him good lip service. But if you paid attention, when he was before the Senate in his confirmation hearings, mentioned that James Comey came to the weddings of both of his daughters. So what are we, is that just another mere coincidence that we should overlook?
Oh, yeah. Barr was a George Bush guy.
Yeah.
That ought to tell us all we need to know.
It would be a big hint, wouldn't it? Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate the call.
Thanks.
Now, about this business of intent, as I've said in the past, federal law states that gross negligence in handling the nation's intelligence, whether it's on an email server or whether you're talking to somebody in a bar, can be punished criminally with prison time or fines, and there is no requirement that defendants act intentionally or recklessly. In other words, Hillary's clear reckless negligence itself, her actions warranted charges, but, you know, charges are not going to be brought because of Comey and Andrew McCabe and others at FBI and DOJ, and as a result, she was never charged. Instead, they used charges contained in an unverified dossier financed by Hillary Clinton and the DNC to begin their relentless pursuit of Donald Trump. It's pretty pathetic. Is what it is. Let me see if I can catch up with the text line here, 71307, before I get too far behind. Bobby, it appears that a trade deal with China is imminent. Don't you just hate it when a president keeps his promises? Thanks, your Buckeyes fan. By the way, wall is under construction. San Diego, 30 feet high. They're already working on it. Bob, so Hillary didn't intentionally put an illegal server in her bathroom? Bob, then why didn't these upper echelons in the government look up and read the law concerning this before deciding that Hillary had not committed a crime? Well, you know why as well as I do. Bob, I was always told ignorance of the law is no excuse. Bobby, not the first time Hillary has lied. Anybody remember a terrorist attack being about a video? Yeah. Bobby, this is Dave from Honeypath. Just heard about the owner of the Patriots being busted in this prostitution ring in Florida. Well, it was a massage parlor. And I don't care about that. Doesn't bother me a bit. If I had his money, I'd do it too. I don't know if I'd admit that, Dave. maybe a bridge too far. Bob, how about the library having story time with the NRA? Not likely to happen. Bobby, my comment on the smart gun was that if your family finds themselves in a firefight and one person has hit another family member, cannot then use that weapon to defend themselves as a backup. Bobby, it's been raining so much. I heard that, where is it? Yeah, it's been raining so much. I heard that some farmers are switching from a soybean crop to a rice crop this year. Well, if you see a farmer out in his field and he's behind an oxen, gotcha. Creepy porn lawyer Michael Avenatti is the guy who turned in the R. Kelly tapes. He was on the news saying expected Kelly to be arrested. You know, of course, it's going to be a big weekend, Moneypenny. That's right. The Academy Awards are this weekend.
It's the 91st Academy Awards,
okay.
Hosted by nobody. Right. This year, another very special 4-hour-long show with surprises like you'll probably fall asleep, multiple categories no one cares about, nominated actors and actresses nobody knows, speeches from millionaires who tell you they're just like you, but have people that do everything for them. Lots of mentions about the Me Too movement. It's the Oscars this Sunday on one of the networks. I can never remember which one.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after this message from the Harvey Weinstein GoFundMe Legal Expenses Foundation.
Yeah, the Oscars this weekend.
Side effects may include drowsiness and loss of appetite.
No kidding. 429 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Annie's ready in the news center. Right back on the other side. Welcome back. Yeah, poor old Jussie Smollett. He has forever damaged the reputation of Chicago. See what I did there, Moneypenny? Yes, Chicago and, yeah, in the background. Right. How do you damage the reputation of Chicago? Every governor of Illinois for the last 20 years has gone to the Gray Bar Hotel. Jeez. Well, you know, I admire the police superintendent there, Eddie Johnson, for trying to uphold the name of his city, warts and all. But give me a break, Chicago. In on the text line 71307 from the dude in Fountain Inn in reference to the smart guns. The government wants to make everything electronic, so in the future they can give us a self-induced EMP and ruin our chances of defense. They're trying to play the long game here. Very tricky. Yeah, but an EMP would take out everything. You know, you can't single out the chips in smart guns, but I think there was some sarcasm in there as well. Bobby, I keep hearing people say, why didn't Kraft find him a high-priced lady of the evening? I don't care how much he's worth. He's probably gone broke paying for Viagra. Jeez. Bobby, in York Village, Maine, there stands a statue of a Confederate soldier. Apparently, there was a mix-up back in the 1880s, and somewhere down south, there is a statue of a Union soldier. Really? This is great. About every 10 years or so, somebody notices and stories appear in the newspapers. No interest in correcting it, and then life goes on. Just moved here. Loved your show from Jim. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. Good to have you. I know a number of people moved down from Maine and love it here. Bobby, what's black and white and old all over Jesse Smollett and Robert Kraft sharing a jail cell? Okay. Thank you. Appreciate that. what else we have on the text line? Bob, what about story time with Carl from Sling Blade?
All right, Dan.
Yeah, he'd go for it. Carl says that's all right. Bobby, the promise I want Trump to keep is lock her up. Bob, I think the only reason Mr. Kraft is being targeted is because he's a friend of and supports Donald Trump. Yeah, supposedly there are a bunch of other big names that are on the list of the customer list at this massage parlor. But amazingly, none of those names have been released. Hey, that's interesting. Bobby, what do you think about Robert Kraft? I knew the Patriots had a hard time scoring in the Super Bowl, but I didn't realize it carried over into their personal lives as well. Ay-yo. To the phones we go. Michael is next up, and he's in Greenville. Hi, Mike, and welcome to the Friday Free-for-All.
Hey, thank you so much for taking my call, Bobby.
Yes, sir. My pleasure.
I just had a couple of quick comments. One was a question I had for you, and then I wanted to get into the actual deal, which I'll make real quick because I know how busy you are. But do you happen to know what the outcome of that Hollywood thing was where they were going to cut out an hour of the program and not let, like, some of the categories in? Do you ever know what the outcome on that was?
Yeah, because of the categories that they'd selected, what they were going to do, they had four categories that they were going to eliminate from the Oscar televised cast, and they were going to present mm-hmm. them in commercial breaks. And
right.
some of the ones that they selected were cinematography and editing. And it set off such a furor in Hollywood, a bunch mm-hmm. of people who are members of the organization that puts this on complained and said, look, how can you have a movie without cinematography or without editing? And so they bent to the pressure, and those will now be on the telecast.
Oh, okay. All right. So because when I first heard it, and then I'll move on to the Chicago thing real quick. But when I first heard that, I thought, you know what? Why don't they do what they've got so much? They got so much of their mouth into everybody else's business. Why didn't they take a knee? Why weren't they willing to shut down their
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they shut down their program for what they believe in? But oh no,
no,
oh, no, it didn't come to that. But you know, it never does. But anyway, that was my thought on that thing. I didn't know how it turned out. But and the second thing was, and I agree with you about almost. Well, okay, I won't go there. But yes, I am from Chicago, born and raised.
Mm-hmm.
And having said that, I'll say I will not disagree with anything that you say when you mention Chicago. However, I couldn't say that when I called them today. Okay, so I did. So I'm sitting there listening.
Right.
And the radio comes out and it tells how. He did this, the Smollett thing. He did this for more money. And I'm sitting, you know what? I am so fed up with this narrative. And Rush Limbaugh comes out with this, or he put his investigators on there. I don't know if you caught it or heard it, but for the first 20 minutes of his dialogue from 12 to 12:23,
mm-hmm.
he literally laid out the entire case of Jesse Smollett's real background.
Yes.
Okay?
Right.
Of how he was in with the Black Panthers. See, I was up there when the Panthers were there, okay?
Yes.
And that whole thing. So I was in the city when all of that was actually literally happening. So and so they're still coming out with that narrative. So I was so mad. I called Chicago. I talked to someone at the off at the police station.
Right.
I told him who I was. I told him what I knew. I told him who my relatives were, because I've got cops that are Chicago PD, and they put me straight through to the detective bench. And I'm literally on the phone for about 22 minutes with a Chicago PD detective that was literally involved in this thing, telling him that he needs to listen to what just happened and what Limbaugh found out about. I said, this is not about his paycheck. I said, this guy's been radicalized.
Yes.
From the time he was a child.
Right.
And they were so thankful when they heard this. They were like, oh my gosh, they made this a priority.
And
somebody had to call. Because if you just leave it to, okay, well, maybe they heard it, maybe they, you know.
Right.
You know what, I'm going to take it into my own hands, and I'm going to personally make sure that they heard what I heard, because when I heard this, I was like floored, Bobby.
Yeah.
You know?
And kudos to the Chicago PD for the job they did on this. It would have been really easy to paper mm-hmm. this over and cover it up mm-hmm. And just go on from there. We think we have some suspects, but we don't know who they are. We don't have any video evidence. We couldn't find them, but we still believe this guy's story. But they did not do that. They did not do that, and kudos to them for pursuing this.
Well,
and
this guy, I told him because sometimes you gotta how it works. You gotta throw the bones out. I mean, and it's true, they did.
Sure.
So I agree. And then my final comment, and this is the one that really made me mad, Bobby, is that Kamala Harris woman, she comes out with the word sad, frustrated. That was enough to enrage me.
Yeah.
How come she didn't come out with words like that were appropriate, like words of anger and hostility? I mean, no, these are all marginalized words.
Sure.
To try to marginalize, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And by the way, while I've got you here, Michael, let me mention, I've never lived in Chicagoland, but I know a lot of people in my business, radio and TV, who have worked there. And every time that I've been to Chicago, I've loved it. Great restaurants. Now, the weather, it's hotter than the hinges in the summer, and they get really bad winters. But despite that, and despite, the corruption that's going on in the politics, the city with big shoulders is not all bad.
No, they've got a good 10 weeks of summer, literally, 10
yep,
weeks.
Right.
And everybody looks for it. It's either getting cold or, it's always nasty.
Well, and the people that I met there were always very friendly, Midwestern nice, and I enjoyed it. Michael, thanks for the call and the information. Appreciate it. 14 before 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Be right back. Bobby Mac Show, Friday edition, means it is the free-for-all. Whatever you want to talk about is fair game today. 9 before 5 o'clock with the Little River Band from down under in Australia in the background. In on the text line, Bobby freaking nailed it a little while ago with a heart bumper. I called Moneypenny to congratulate her, but she told me it was you. Rock on, brother, rock on. Thank you, appreciate that. Let's see what else I have. Oh, yeah, I like this from Connie. Why is prostitution legal, Bobby? I thought, according to liberals, what a woman wants to do with her own body was her own business. Interesting point you make there. As we go back to the phones, let's go to Campobello and bring in a regular on the show. That is Lou. Hi, Lou. Getting rained on, I assume.
Oh, yeah. It's raining in Campobello, Bob.
You guys,
you
guys had flooding up there, Lou?
It would be a better question. Do we not have anything that's flooded?
Yeah, really.
There's a lot of new lakes here in Campobello that I've never seen before.
It's incredible. La Nina is really wreaking its wrath on us this year.
Bob, have you heard? I thought this was the second time in the last 50 years that there's no county in South Carolina that is not in a drought.
Yeah.
Have you heard that?
I have heard that, and I believe it.
Yeah. Well, I have a friend who's a diehard Patriots fan, and he told me, he said, this has all just been a big mistake with Kraft. He said he was just getting a massage. She asked him if he wanted a happy ending. He said, sure. He thought she was going to put a video on in the last 7 minutes of the Super Bowl.
Well, it's an easy mistake to make, Lou. Anybody could make that error, you know?
Anybody. And it just unfortunately degraded from there. But, you know, it's actually amazing because Kraft was always vocal about Trump. Kraft is a big liberal.
Yep.
Smollett, whatever his name is. You know, these are liberal people, and I hope some of the borderline liberal people that are watching some of these liberals make fools of themselves,
mm-hmm.
hopefully in 2020, the Republicans will take off the gloves and use some of this and get Trump reelected.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, look at the double standard. When all the charges were coming against Kavanaugh from Professor Blasey Ford, the mantra then was, well, all women who bring these charges must be believed. And yet, when the black lieutenant governor of Virginia has not one but two women saying that this guy sexually assaulted them, they are to be instantaneously disbelieved because the lieutenant governor is a progressive?
Well, you know, you don't hear, wow. Yeah, there are roads flooded in Campobello, Bob. I'm on one of them right now, and I think I'm going to turn around. But
man,
you know, the amazing thing about it is you didn't hear one Republican come out and say, oh, I believe her. I believe both these women. I think they're telling the truth.
Yeah.
Like the Democrats did. It's not just a double standard. The standard is so convoluted. But again, I'm hoping that there are decent Democrats that when they hear this, they just can't vote for whatever candidate crawls to the top from underneath their Democratic rocks.
It's a pretty sad situation. Lou, hope you guys get dried out up there. I'm sure you'll start to see the sun probably by, I don't know, September, October, somewhere along in there.
I'm sure we will. Thanks, Bobby. Have a great weekend.
You too, Lou. I hope you have one as well. Harry is next up on the Bobby Mac Show. That, of course, is Harry Kibler with Rhino Hunt, who wants to bring us up to speed on an upcoming meeting. Hi, Harry. How you doing, buddy?
I am doing well, Bob. How are you doing?
So far, so good.
Well, we've just about made it to the weekend, so it's got to be downhill from here.
You bet. It's hard to go totally into the ditch on Friday.
You got that right. Hey, Bob, I know you've got a lot of callers. Appreciate you taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, Bob, I wanted to of course, give an update on our next Rhino Hunt meeting, but while I was on hold, I was thinking about something.
Mm-hmm.
How would South Carolinians, as far as that goes, hold the whole country, how would folks feel if before you could use your First Amendment right, which we always think of as being freedom of speech, but it's also freedom of religion?
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
But how would folks feel if before you could use your First Amendment right, just like I'm doing right now, you had to pay a fee to the government and get a permission slip from the government in order to exercise your First Amendment right?
Yeah. Well, according to the fascists on the left, I'm sure they'd like to see that enforced. And then, of course, they'd have to do is just not grant you for whatever you wanted to pay. They would just not grant you the permit to say whatever you wanted to say.
Yes, absolutely.
Rhino Hunt, Harry, because I've only got about 30 seconds left here. When's your next meeting?
It is going to be this coming Tuesday, 6 o'clock. The location has changed. We are going to be at Scruffy's Sales and Auction, which is at 208 School Street in Greer. They can look it up on the Rhino Hunt SC Facebook page. There's lots of more information. But the purpose, the main focus of our meeting, Bob, is going to be our Second Amendment right and what most folks call the constitutional carry legislation.
Right.
Sponsor Jonathan Hill is going to be our guest speaker.
Excellent.
Those that don't understand constitutional carry, basically it removes the permission slip from government to exercise our Second Amendment right.
I appreciate we'll mention that as the date approaches as well. Harry, I got to run, but I thank you for the call.
I'll call you back on Monday.
Good deal. Have a great weekend. Hour number three, the 5 o'clock Follies is on the way next.
T T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.